Chapter 22. Enter Thou. The parable of the talents, Matthew 25, carries a similar illuminative message. Again, we find the servants, typifying those who, believing they are persons or individuals, strive to gain their separate good. Here, the Lord designates him who knows he is the whole, the one mind which is all. The talents, the new perceptions and inspirations continually appearing. A servant receives as many talents as his desire and acceptance thereof permit, according to his several ability. If one receives a new revelation, for instance, and immediately seeks to enlarge and dwell upon it, assuredly additional light and understanding, together with their attendant good, is given him. But if one is given the new idea, and he heeds it not, allowing it no root within him, but instead buries it in the ground, losing sight of it altogether, he then is not only cut off from an additional blessings, but moreover begins to lose the little that he has. True, unto every one that hath genuine receptivity and unselfish love for God and all spiritual realities shall be given more understanding and greater wealth of all good things, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not made the great surrender of a selfhood apart from the one infinite whole, and is unwilling to take the progressive steps forward, shall be taken away even that little personal understanding and wealth which he believes he hath. Functioning as the one all-knowing mind and eliminating altogether the so-called individual thinking, we are now and here the one thinker and no other, and are literally the one consciousness and none else.